There's also the unresolved question of U.S. forces whose support was instrumental to defeating ISIS. U.S. officials have indicated that they intend to wind down their presence in Iraq. There are currently about 5,200 U.S. military personnel in the country, according to Colonel Ryan Dillon, a U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad, down from 170,000 in 2007. Iraqis are split on this. Military officials say they are still heavily dependent on U.S. support and fear a resurgence of the jihadist threat if the U.S. leaves. "We do not want an unfinished job," al-Abadi says. Others, however, can't wait for the U.S. to be gone. "They have no role in fighting. They have no role in staying," says Mawafaq al-Rabai, a Baghdad member of parliament who sits on the Security and Defense Committee. "Most Iraqis would want them to leave with a big, fat thank you." Iraq's future should be bright, at least on paper. Its mammoth oil reserves total about 140 billion barrels, the fifth largest on Earth, and it has considerable untapped gas. There is also plentiful, fertile land for agriculture, with two long rivers that snake across hundreds of miles. There are glimpses everywhere of that potential future in Baghdad, a city of 7 million. One January evening, Time dined on a street jammed with teenagers celebrating the start of a school break in a row of restaurants packed with families, a scene that would have been unimaginable 15 years ago. Nonetheless, Iraq remains deeply scarred by war, and it is those scars that could well reopen if left to fester in resentment and disappointment. That much is clear when you drive just 35 miles west out of Baghdad to a place that has seen years of violent conflict, Fallujah. Few places in Iraq so well encapsulate the battles over the last 15 years as the scene of some of the fiercest fighting during the U.S. occupation and a decade later under ISIS.